This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Inquisitive folks that we are, it helps to make the conversation more interesting. Let's hope that's the case anyway, Jay. Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It's Thursday, March the 30th. We're marching to April. April Fools, April Love. Remember that song by Pat Boone, or am I the only one here who remembers that?
I don't know that one.
No, all right. Well, let's see. Tomorrow, James, we'll have a little time before we do all of our countdown stuff. We can do a little early April Fool's, because April Fool's is on Saturday.
So, yeah. We cannot miss this. We will not miss out.
Heavens. No. Folks that listen to this program seem to be in a certain mood or mode. And if I ask for help, then, and if you graciously provide us with help, or me with help, it is much appreciated. For example, in the last hour of the program, I was fumbling to try to remember what the division of the army was that built the dams, the levees, and that sort of thing, bridges around the country. And so here is a person who has the answer to my query.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors.
No, I don't think we need a commercial from Ray.
I think you were looking for the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yes.
The term this morning.
Yes, I was. Thank you, sir. Army Corps of Engineers are the ones that do all this. And funny how we struggle sometimes with this stuff, because it just is. There is going to be, when you have so much stuff in your brain, I've been doing this for a long time, I got a lot of stuff that's stuck in my brain. And so as we are trying to use our brains as brainiacs, sometimes things get caught. And so, thank you, sir. Nice job. Let's talk about what's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians for a moment. As we look back over the past year, what's happened? The Russians said there would be victory within days.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
It would be like no more than 72 hours.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Uh-huh. So far, Mr. Putin's prediction is yet to come true. As a matter of fact, I saw something this morning about the Ukrainians convincing three Russian pilots. I think this is actually quite amusing. Russian pilots were convinced to come join the Ukrainians and bring their planes with them. So for whatever the reason, the Russian planes were on the ground in Ukraine, and the Ukrainian authorities got a hold of them and said, hey, you guys, why don't you stay with us? We're the good guys. The other the Russians are bad guys. You guys, your country is bad. Look at this.
Well, and also we already know there's so many people on the side of Russia and the Russian army that they don't even want to be part of this. They don't believe in this. They were forced into this. So I think given a way out that seems pretty good, they're going to go for it.
Right. So what comes next as we keep, every once in a while I feel like digging into this a little bit because of all the negative consequences that have come about. We here in our country are thinking, at least a lot of us are, that there are negative consequences for all the money we've thrown at Ukraine. But then on the other hand, we don't want to see the Ukrainians fall to the Russians. So we have this conundrum. What do we do? Because they can't really go elsewhere. Ukrainians have to come to us in order to get the help that they need. And they're putting together another offensive to try to push the Russians out. They want to retake all of the land that they have lost in this new offensive that's supposed to start, I guess, next week. Then if it doesn't work, then what do? We have to give them more money. We have to give them, they would like to end the war. The Ukrainians want to push the Russians out and put an end to the war because they feel, they sense, they know that it's time. You know, they're not going to have an open checkbook from the United States or other countries. Matter of fact, most of the other countries have kind of laid off. And we were the ones who stepped up to the plate. And even now, there are a lot of people in our country who think, and I think it's appropriate to ask the question, you know, where's the money going? Because a lot of stuff can't be accounted for. So be interesting to see how this offensive, but if they were able to steal three Russian MiGs and the pilots in them, that tells you something about how the Russian resistance is really weakening. Okay, now speaking of resistance, the Mexican government is resisting the United States' claim that the problems on the border are Mexicans, are the Mexican government's problem, not ours. 39 people during this argument at the migrant detention center near the border are dead, as you'll remember from yesterday's conversation. And now the Mexican government says that it's a homicide case. Okay. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Right?
This happened in a different country. This was near the border, but on Mexico's ground.
On Mexico's soil. Right, exactly. Announcement today, or has become known today, that our friends in China are spending billions and billions and billions of dollars to do what? Want to take a guess, Jay? What is the Chinese government spending billions of dollars to do?
Testing missiles?
Nope. Well, they probably are, but that's not the answer to the question. Guess again.
What are they doing?
You're not going to guess anymore? Oh, that's no fun. The Chinese are spending billions of dollars, we have found out, to become the major soccer players, or have their major soccer teams. They want to take over the world of soccer.
Never would have guessed that.
No. Well, they've been trying to do this, but apparently the experiment, the effort has been a flop because they can't seem to teach their Chinese players how to play the game of soccer. I don't know. That most of the good soccer players are from South America, right? Aren't they? Brazil and Argentina and Chile.
I feel
and
like
stuff.
South America as well as Europe. The European Football League is just incredible. Mm-hmm. That's where Beckham came from, who is regarded one of the best. And then right. When we saw with the recent World Cup, that was just amazing. Yeah. But I feel like soccer is just so much fun, and it's one of those that anybody can be taught. And it doesn't mean you're going to be good.
I think you got to have a certain. I don't know. I think you got to have a certain.
We have to have a lot of stamina, and then the foot skills involved with the. Yeah, it's soccer. Mm-hmm. Soccer is impressive.
Yeah, the continuing flap. We had some stuff about Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today and her business with a transgender lady that shot things up in Nashville. Apparently, the legislature in Kentucky has voted to override the governor of Kentucky's veto on a bill that would ban access to transition care for transgender youth. Is that a mouthful? Do you want me to go through that again? Or is it clear what I'm saying?
I think it's pretty clear, yeah. And a lot of it is just specialized health services for the transgender community, not only reassignment surgeries, which I think a lot of people really only equate it to that.
Yeah. Why is it, do you suppose, that Republicans so like Israel? Is there any, as much as I know about Israel, as much as I have my friendship with Uri Geller, who lives there, and I've been there five or six times, I don't get what there is. What am I missing here in the Republican support for Israel? You know, that's a litmus test, it seems, for a lot of Republicans or politicians. If you don't support Israel, you're a bad Republican. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't support Israel. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on over there this week. And Biden has taken the political approach. He doesn't like Netanyahu. That's clear. He has criticized the judicial overhaul plan that is so controversial this week in Israel. But there's this whole thing about when Obama was president, he didn't like Netanyahu. When Trump was in, he loved Netanyahu. So how has the leadership of Israel become an American political football? I don't claim to have the answer to that. Maybe somebody does, and you want to share it with me. 855-999-3684. I just don't get it. You know, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to dig in.
I don't think I've noticed that yet.
What? That the Republicans love Israel and the Democrats don't seem to? Or that's the play, anyway. I don't know. Whatever. People in the news. The Pope is in the hospital, has a respiratory infection, it would seem. What is he, 86 now? How old is he? Yeah, he's 86. In the hospital
in
Rome.
He's going to be in for a couple days.
Has breathing difficulties. It's not related to COVID. So he has, well, at 86, you can run into this sort of thing. It's not like the Pope has a lot of exercise. How much movement do you suppose the Pope really, you know, he sits in prayer and he pontificates. And what does he do? Right? I mean, he's not like playing football out in the backyard, running around. Have you ever seen it? I think that would be interesting. Let's see the Cardinals from Europe versus the Cardinals from America in a football game or a soccer game out behind the Vatican.
Oh, I could get down with that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Right? Is this week Palm Sunday? This is Palm Sunday this week, right?
Yes, yes. This is Palm Sunday, Easter next week.
So the Pope would normally go out and do a lot of stuff between Palm Sunday and Easter. Not a good time for him to get sick.
Yeah, it's a holy week.
It is, right. So that means after the week from this Sunday, we can go back to eating fish. No, go back to eating meat, people who eat meat. Right, you're not supposed to eat meat on Friday. Is that still a rule?
If you're of that specific religion, a lot of times you have to abstain from that. And then some people who choose to give up different things for Lent, they tend to give that up.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. Howard Schultz, another name in the news, fellow that founded Starbucks, has been in the limelight because he's been in and out of control of Starbucks. Apparently now, he is trying to ununionize them. Some of the company's stores have been unionized. He's trying to ununionize them. I think the only way you do that is to pay them union wages, right? Isn't that how that works? I think that's how it works. I think it's 18 past the hour. Well, I know it's 18 past the hour, actually.
Ray Maliazzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oof, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio at its finest, outshining most of the other programs, if I do say so myself, that are on at this point in time. I feel that way anyway, and Jay does too. Why wouldn't we, right?
Yeah.
If we don't feel that way, who is going to feel that way? I feel strongly about Dolly Parton and how much she brings. We were talking about her with Garth Brooks earlier. Well, there's another combo that has made a lot of people chat about Dolly, and that's her connection musically and otherwise to Miley Cyrus. So there is a sort of negative impact from Rainbow Land that we're going to talk about in just a moment. Here, stand by for that story after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is a Miley Cyrus song, right, that was sung by both of them?
Yes, yeah.
That was it, right, okay. So now, there is a first grade teacher in Wisconsin who's speaking out after a number of rainbow-themed songs were vetoed from her student spring concert. The teacher in question is Melissa Tapai, who is a dual-language teacher at Higher Elementary School. She called out the Board of Education over the decision to ban that song you just heard, as well as the Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie.
Well, Rainbow Connection is what's being used in place of Rainbow Land. So we just heard Wrecking Ball, and this is Rainbow Land, which is a different collaboration with Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. It's actually a really cute song, and the song begins with a voicemail, a real voicemail that Dolly Parton left on Miley Cyrus's voicemail, and it's cute, and it talks about just having like the, it goes through the different colors of the sky, but because it's rainbow and the rainbow flag is part of the LGBT community, a lot of people are reaching that this is a problematic song.
What
so it's been replaced with Rainbow Connection. Other songs that are going to be featured in this concert are for the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. And she's saying that the students are upset because they love the song. Kids love colorful things.
They
love
don't
rainbows,
even know
and they don't
what it's about
it
in
yet.
The first grade.
And there's nothing overtly about hetero or homosexual of anything. It's there's no straight versus gay or LGBT or anything in the song. It's just the fact that it is kind of an inclusive song of what people
UID. Is this an outgrowth of DeSantis and the bill that some people say is don't say gay? I'm not even sure that that is what it says.
Well, the whole thing is this: that song has been deemed a controversial issue, and the policy for the school states that any quote-unquote controversial issue is any topic on which opposing points of views can be problematic. Anything that may have political, social, or personal impacts on students and or the community, and any kind of topic that can create a conversation that arouses both support and opposition in the community. This is basically saying if people are going to disagree on something, then we just won't have it exist anyway.
That's not a great way to expand a youngster's mind, is it? One way or another. I think that you need to talk about things, not maybe in the first grade, but at some point, you got to, again, it's back to how to think and not what to think. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said that fatalities are expected after 2 Black Hawk helicopters from Fort Campbell and the 101st Airborne collided and crashed near the base. What we know this hour, crew members were flying 2 HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters during a routine training mission when the crash happened in Trigg County last night. Trigg County is just over an hour's drive northwest of Nashville. 7 California Highway Patrol officers and a nurse were charged with involuntary manslaughter in connection with the death in police custody of Edward Bronstein. The death happened in March 3 years ago. Bronstein was screaming, "I can't breathe," while being restrained by officers who were trying to take a blood sample. His cause of death was ruled by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office to be acute methamphetamine intoxication. Attorney John Kelly called District Attorney George Gascon's charges outrageous and irresponsible. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes, 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Actually, almost 35 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program for the 30th of March. I'm looking at some stats, Jay, from the Do You Know and Do You Care fact file. Did you know what country has more bird species than any other country on the planet? Want to take a guess?
I am going to say Peru.
Ah, well, you're in the right area, not quite Peru, but Colombia.
Okay.
There's no other, this is pretty stunning news, I'm surprised, avian diversity, it's called. Of course, it's called that. Right, that's it. Untold number of lots of fine feathered friends down there, according to scientists who follow various species. The 1,900 bird species that exist within the border of Colombia, that's 20% more than any other country. I thought that was fascinating. Why would it be the sparrows and finches and whatever other recognizable birds there are would be... I thought a lot of the birds that were in North America migrated to South America in the summertime. It's summer. It's actually the beginning of fall down in the southern hemisphere. So they would be, you know, it's starting to get cold down there, so the birds would fly up here. But they don't all. We don't have anywhere near. We have 35% fewer, according to the stats from bird. What do they call people that watch birds?
Bird watchers?
No.
Too on the nose. The scientific term, is that the one you're looking for?
Yes, that was the one I was looking for. Yeah. I think there are. It's something ologists. You know what? I got an answer to the Army Corps of Engineers, so somebody's going to call us at 855-999-DOUG and contribute to the program by calling, by telling us what the official name is for bird. I can hear you typing on your thing to look
it
up.
Yeah, I'm asking the Google bot.
Yeah, it's something. It begins with an E. I bet you I'm right on that, at any rate. I thought that was interesting. I thought people would find it interesting. That's what we're about here. Talking about what's interesting. Okay, I'm going to go from talking about what's interesting to grinding. I have a friend named Justin Hayward, who is the main voice of the Moody Blues, the kings of classic rock in the 60s and 70s. And he's coming to Boston, and I want to go see him. So, of course, I go onto the website for the venue, and they say, okay, use this code, and you can get these seats at this price. Swell. So I click on, and I use the code LIN, which is the code they ask you to use for the place this is being held. And then I go over to, what's the name? As they so annoy me, I push their name out. What's the name of the...
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster. That's
yeah.
The name. So you and I were talking about this off the air earlier. So I have a membership in this auditorium to buy tickets at a reduced price. So I come to the point where I've chosen my seats, and I've clicked onto the credit card, and I have a new credit card number. So I'm putting that in, and it keeps telling me on the screen in the most annoying way that I only have 15 seconds. Well, I've just started to put the information in. It is not it's impossible to put that information in 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of that exercise, as I'm typing away trying to get the stuff in, it pulls the plug and says, okay, you're out of time.
Yeah.
Start all over again.
Like, at least ask, do you need more time? Hit one or something like that.
Right.
I've been putting in a confirmation information where I have it right in front of me, and you just take long enough between the first four digits you put in and the next four digits you put in that it asks, like, are you still there? And then it takes you back two steps. And it's like, seriously?
Mm, I just,
even Daisy's shaking her head. Like, what's wrong with
that? Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah, what is wrong? Well, what's the matter with these people, and how did they get to be this powerful? How does anybody get... They control tickets to most everything in America that's a venue, right? You can't get into these venues unless...
Some places you can, but again, it's like it's buying already purchased tickets, and the word has escaped me. But there is no protection against scalpers who are... Resale is the word. There's no protection against scalpers who are buying up these tickets and then turning a profit to resell these tickets.
Right.
And oftentimes, there have been times where I've bought tickets and I've been sent the wrong tickets. I wasn't sent tickets. Or I thought I was buying legitimate tickets that were protected, and only to get to the venue to find out that those tickets are already been scanned and are inside. Yep. And Ticketmaster does nothing to help.
No, A bunch of Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. And you have to even use them to get tickets often to baseball games, football games, right? Isn't that where you get most of the tickets for? Or can you get those directly? I guess I'm thinking about that because it's Red Sox opening day today, and most of the teams in the American League, National League are going to be starting between now and the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there are a lot of... They've got something new at the ballpark this year. Mm-hmm. Instead of... you can buy the Red Sox, burger, the hot dog. Get your dogs here! Get your dogs here! Well, they have avocado fries this year at the ballpark.
That's fun.
Huh?
That sounds delicious.
And for avocado fries. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet a lady who has a wonderful new children's book. And I guess in a manner of speaking, you could equate it to the Princess Diaries, although these are the real Princess Diaries. I'll tell you about it, and I'll introduce you to the author in just a moment here on Good Day.
Need weekend plans to get spring ready? Make Lowe's your weekend destination this spring with Weekending at Lowe's. Stop by for free activities and workshops, including our upcoming raised garden bed workshop. This month, we're celebrating with fun events like Springfest Egg Venture, where you can enjoy Easter treats for the whole family. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonial.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
44 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Those of you who are familiar with the Princess Diaries, this is an interesting twist. We have with us Emberly Purdom, who is a children's author, and she's released a new book. I understand, if I'm properly informed here, Ms. Purdom, that you have a number, a series of books coming out about real live princesses. Is that correct?
That is correct, and we're so excited.
Yeah. So where are you starting? Who's the first princess?
So the first princess is Princess Diana.
So much has been written about her. What are you adding to the discussion, and why did you decide to have her as your first subject?
Yes. So Real Life Fairy Tale all came out of reading a story to my 7-year-old daughter, Brooke, and realizing there are very few, if any, children's books about some of the iconic women I learned about when I was young. And I started with Princess Diana because she was one of the most amazing women who I grew up with. She had amazing heart for charity and those less fortunate. Excuse me. And she truly used her position to build a bridge to those people that society had forgotten about.
So under the circumstances, you take a lot of the pieces of her life that have already been chronicled, but they are usually considered controversial. How do you teach in this circumstance about the life without getting into the controversy? Or do you have the...
Right, and that's so important. So what we did with the book, we followed Diana to when she was a child, to an adult, and to a princess, with a focus on family and Diana's giving nature and grace. And we painted her life all in a positive light because she had so much good that I feel like we kind of the bad things kind of overshadow, but I feel like she did so much good, and this book highlights that.
Mm-hmm. Does it go as far as to bring Prince Charles into it and their married life and that sort of thing?
It actually, it does. It, you know, Charles is there in the book, and like I said, it was... At that time, she had, there was some positives, there was some negatives, but no one's life is perfect. It's just what you do with what is going on. And I feel like Diana handled every situation she could, the best that she could. And she was, you know, a child at that point. Well, you know, a young adult.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you, do you get into how she was chosen by Charles? How did she become the princess from being a commoner?
We do have, like, in our book when she was a commoner and how they met and, you know, how kind of the story unfolded for the kids. But it's just kind of cool how kids can kind of inspire to be like Diana, because you can be anybody and you can still do amazing things in the world. It just takes a little bit of kindness and a compassionate heart, all which Diana had.
How do you write for children, though? How do you... Because that's what you are doing here. This is a book for children. This is not a, I mean, adults can read it and enjoy it, but you've written it for children.
Yes. So my husband and I, we actually co-authored a book series before this called If Not You, Then Who, which is all about invention. So I had a little bit of experience with writing for children. And I have three children of my own. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I pick their brains just for information and it like just for the creative process. Cause what better to write a book than to pick a 3-year-old's brain, a 6-year-old's brain, a 7-year-old's brain. So they've always inspired me with my writing for children.
Mm-hmm. And you do it so that you're in essence, it sounds like you're writing for your children. If I'm hearing you correctly. So
they inspire me so much. And one of the reasons that I wrote Diana was because I was in bed with my 7-year-old daughter and we read together and I was reading to her one night a fun fiction fairy tale and I thought to myself, how cool would it be to read about a real princess that did exist and did so much good for the world? Mm-hmm. And I went down a bunny trail and I was like on Barnes & Noble's Amazon trying to find a book and I couldn't find anything like it on the market. Like there were some things for teenagers and a lot for adults, as we all know, but there wasn't anything about this woman that did so much good. I mean, she used her royal platform for the good of others, and I wanted my daughter to know about her, to read about her.
And so you created this yourself. Well, good for you. So the book Princess Diana, A Real Life Fairy Tale, is available now at Barnes & Noble. You go to barnesandnoble.com. Also, you can get it on Amazon, reallifefairytale.com. And there certainly are other online booksellers to whom you can, where you can go to get this. And I'm sure that in some of the children's stores, you'd find these as well. So the first book, again, Princess Diana, A Real Life Fairy Tale. This sounds like something that would be very good for youngsters. Everybody wants to be inspired. They want to be awed. And I think this is a good place to start. So good luck. Congratulations. Emberly Pridham with Princess Diana, A Real Life Fairy Tale, here on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One of the best television programs to come along in the modern era of production. I think they're in their, is it 12 years? More than that now, Chucker, right? How long has Blue Bloods been on?
He's stealing my thunder. Ask me why we're playing that, Doug.
Take it back. All right, Chuck, why are we playing the theme from Blue Bloods?
Because CBS has renewed Blue Bloods for a 14th
season.
Yes, Tom Selleck and the rest of the cast will be back. It's quite an achievement, 14 years.
Well, it is one of those shows, an ensemble cast, where the behind the scenes is as good as it seems on camera. They all love Tom Selleck.
Okay.
And they all are like brothers and sisters. They apparently socialize a lot together. Apparently, I read something about, why can't I remember Danny, what's his wife's last name? Donnie Wahlberg. She's on
Jenny McCarthy.
Right, exactly.
Who just turned 50.
She's a little loud for Bridget, apparently. But at any rate, they all get along. One of the things that's interesting in the story that I read was how friendly Bridget Moynihan is with Mariska Hargitay. On screen, the ex-husband, Boyle, maybe I'm getting into the weeds too much, but this is a good story. The man that plays Bridget Moynihan's ex-husband on Blue Bloods is in real life married to Mariska Hargitay.
Okay.
And apparently Bridget Moynihan has recently married. She has a son with Tom Brady. I think most people know that.
Yes.
And she has another child with this other guy that she's married to. And apparently they all socialize together. The kid that plays the youngest of the brothers, Will Estes is his name. Apparently they all think he's a darling. They delight in him because he's such a sweet guy. So, and it comes across that. I think that their characters, the real life characters, kind of come across. Maybe that's why the show has the appeal that it does, Chucker, because they all seem like real people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has the appeal, not that I don't watch it religiously, but I do watch it to some extent. I think the reason it has its appeal is because Tom Selleck is something almost majestic about him at this point in his career, right?
Yep.
I mean, if you look at him, if you look at his career as a whole, he never really hit big as a movie actor, although he's had some moments. Like, there's a movie in 89 called An Innocent Man that I really like. It was one of those Touchstone Disney subsidiary, throwaway pictures that they put in theaters. I like that movie. He's done some good work in features, but his legacy will be Magnum P.I., and now Blue Bloods, which is a terrific legacy. I mean, it would have been interesting in the footnotes of history in film and TV if he wound up getting the Indiana Jones role, which he had, and then had a pass.
His
career would have went. Would those movies have been as popular? I don't know the answer. Nobody really knows the answer to that question. But for what it is, Tom Selleck has had an iconic television career, no doubt. TV news of interest. Grey's Anatomy was renewed for a 20th season. It's impressive.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Like, here's another thing. Ellen Pompeo, right?
Pompeo.
Who plays Grey. Okay. Yeah. Would she have been in movie actress? Probably not.
No.
But she caught a break, right? Was cast as Grey in the first season and has made an absolute fortune off that show.
She basically owns the show now. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Now, talking about TV shows, Jason Sudeikis and the Lasso show, which has been three seasons long. They filmed the last of this season's shows the other day. And as they wrapped, they wondered whether there was going to be a fourth season. And Hannah Waddingham, who I was talking to you over the air, she's somebody that...
Very enthusiastically off air.
Yeah, I was.
I noticed that.
Well, I think she...
I had to tell you to calm down a couple times.
Okay. I find her quite attractive, frankly. Anyway, so they're talking about whether they are going to do another season. As popular as it is, why wouldn't they? I guess that would be my question.
Well, there's always reasons. One, it could be because they feel creatively they've done what they wanted to do. Yeah. It could be budgetary reasons. There's a lot of different factors that go into this stuff.
But her career, she came from nowhere to be very much in demand. Everybody wants to have
this
woman.
Now, in your opinion, she came from nowhere. In her opinion, it's probably somewhere.
Probably. Jeremy Renner is being interviewed now, and he choked up yesterday talking about that snowplow accident.
I didn't see it. Did it air?
Yeah, well, Diane Sawyer is the first interview, and it's supposed to be aired on Thursday, a week from today.
Okay.
So we'll see that. But it's very interesting to see and hear his side of the story.
Good to hear him.
That'll be a big interview, I'm sure. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow as we discuss film and television, lots of entertainment news here. With Chuck Curry, I'm Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.